If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
All right, so let's circle back to the impact that these final games have on this team and this season, because I just want to make a few things clear. There's a lot of Bruins fans out there, probably most, I'm one of them, right, that would prefer that the results in these last few games are that they lose. And the reason for that, and again, to clarify, that's not me saying I expect the players to go out there and try to lose. Okay, if you're on the ice, you're trying to win. That's not what myself and other Bruins fans are suggesting. It's got nothing. No one's wanting them to.
But Brent, before you go any further, if you're one of the people tweeting at me over the weekend, like because I tweet out that the Bruins took a 1-0 lead or something, stop tweeting at me, playing themselves out of a top 5 pick. Like, what do you want these guys to do? So, like, right. Just not try.
Right.
Anyway, like, it's driving. I almost want to block people who are responding with that. I'm not going to.
God.
But, like,
don't block Brian like that, okay?
Yeah. I was going to say the same thing. I was going to say, don't block Bridget. But
like, fans getting mad at players for scoring goals and trying to win. It's like, guys, players don't try to lose. Never in any sport. Like, that. It's just insane.
No, yeah, I'll speak for myself, and I think I speak for Bridget as well. Neither one of us are expecting or wanting those players to go out there and not try their hardest. I think what we want is for them to go out there, try their absolute hardest, and just come up a little bit short. That's all, but not on purpose. Like, but here's the reason why I want the results to potentially, you know, favor the opposition in these final games. A, Bridget mentioned it earlier. There's a very small amount of points separating what would be the fourth overall pick pre-lottery and the ninth pick pre-lottery. And I just think that the most important way to salvage what has been a treacherous season is to, at the very least, try to get the highest draft pick you can. Or let me rephrase that, because that's the type of phrasing that probably confuses people. End up with the highest draft pick as possible. So again, this is nothing that the players, you know, can and can't control as far as like willingness. Like, I'm not saying that they should go out there and try to lose. I'm just saying, as a fan, like, this season's been so shitty. Personally, I would like the team in the 11th hour to maintain that fourth or fifth overall pick, because there is a big difference in these draft tiers between 4, 5 and 9, 10, 11. Now, to Scott's point a couple of weeks ago, obviously players that are drafted, you know, lower than others could end up being better NHL players, and teams could go off the board and these draft rankings and draft projections don't even go the way that people expect. But I don't want this Bruins team to have any other seasons like this. If you're there, they're already there. There's a few games left. I would just personally, I would be annoyed, not at the players, at the situation of being that close to a top four or five pick. Again, I'll add the carrot here, pre-lottery, because nobody can, you know the future for sure with that stuff. And then Buffalo does what Buffalo does, and they lose to the Bruins, and they get that, they get their 15th top five pick in the last 15 years. Like, I want the Bruins to get the best pick possible while they're in this situation. And again, I'm not saying that that's on the players to go out there and tank on purpose. That's not what I'm saying. But as a fan, from a results perspective, I would be more excited going into the summer if I know that the Bruins are picking potentially, you know, third to fifth overall, as opposed to, oh, if only they didn't beat Pittsburgh and Buffalo and Chicago in the last week, and then they ended up with the ninth or tenth pick, and then these lottery teams that have been there every year get yet again another great pick. And I am not as fearful as the Bruins becoming one of those teams, because Scott has made the point in the past, and it's valid, be careful what you wish for. But the difference is the Bruins are already here, so I just want them to get that pick that they probably deserve on paper. Like, if you look at their plus-minus, their team goal differential compared to Buffalo's, Boston's is like worse by about 30 goals. So I just want the Bruins to get the pick that they...
almost 40. Bruins are minus 54 in the season. Buffalo's only a minus 15.
So I just want the Bruins to get the pick that they kind of deserve this year. You know, they deserve to get, based on the team analytics, they deserve a top five pick. I'd hate to see them not get it at the last second. And just real quickly, with that said, this is going to sound hypocritical, but from a humane perspective, I was glad to see them beat Carolina, because it was nice that they could finally snap that losing streak, not have the worst losing streak, I think, in team history, and stop fielding those questions. So from a human level, I'm glad that they got that monkey off their shoulders. But going forward, I know what the goal is long term. I hope. Yeah. And that's all.
Yeah. The beauty of getting a top five pick is that you're guaranteed one of, you know, if you think Michael Mesa is the top center, which most experts do, even though he just had a disappointing first round exit in the CHL playoffs. I think most people still think he's the second player behind Matthew Schaefer at the top of the draft. Well, the beauty of being top five is you're guaranteed one of those next three centers, whether it's James Hagans, Anton Frundell, or Caleb Desnoyer. So, now, like, if you're picking third, you get your pick of those three guys, which is great from the perspective of, if there's one you like more than the rest, you make sure you get your guy. It's also kind of terrifying in the sense that it opens you up to missing, to picking the wrong guy, the one who, you know, doesn't really hit, and then one of the guys behind him turns into a legit number one center. Like, that's, you know, like, there's like that debate of like, oh, if you're fifth, you just get whoever's left, and that's kind of easy, right? Like, the Patriots a couple years ago when they were picking third overall, it was like, all right, you're just going to get whichever quarterback is left out of Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Drake May. And it's like, so you can't really miss. Like, you just get whoever's there. In that way, like, it's almost easier if you're five and you just take who's left. But I also, like, of course, I think as a general manager, you'd like to have your pick of the guys, because in theory, like, with all the homework these guys do, you should have a clear ranking. When we won't know what it is, but between Hagans, Frundell, Desnoyer, like, even if you throw in Porter Martone as a winger or Roger McQueen as like the next center after that, like, the Bruins should have a clear ranking where there is some different, you know, some difference between those guys, and they're not just like, oh yeah, they're all the same, we'll take whoever.
But that's only great if you're picking in the top five. And what we're saying is, if they win their next four games, they could be picking ninth, which means that we're not even having that conversation. And where the problem lies is that...
I mean, that's what I was talking about. Yeah, I was talking about top five.
So the problem is, that's great. They would need to finish either finish bottom five or would the lottery end up somehow there? And what happens if they win, maybe, because there's winnable games in the end of the schedule, right? They're playing Chicago and they're playing Pittsburgh.
And
also New Jersey's struggling. Like New Jersey's not playing great.
They're playing
right
New Jersey twice, and New Jersey's a playoff team right now.
And Buffalo, Bridget, Buffalo finishes the year against Philly. So like there's some of these worst teams are playing each other too, which means one will lose, one will win. So it's yeah.
So yes, yeah, so you need, and I hate that these words are coming out of my mouth. You need to lose to Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's only 3 points ahead in the standings, and they would be picking ninth, and you would potentially, you know, switch with them and end up with a, you know, an 8 or 9 draft pick instead of a 4 or 5 draft pick if you're beating Chicago and you're beating Pittsburgh. Or it's just, it's hard because you want them to get that good pick, but we don't know how these next 4 games are going to play out considering the teams that they're going against. It's not like they're going against a team that you know is just going to run away with a game. Because that's just not how the last 4 games look.
Right, and obviously, like, they beat Carolina.
Yeah,
and
Carolina was the one I was like, oh, that's a loss.
Yeah.
They won, so. But because of the schedule with a back-to-back for Carolina and the guys they're missing, it makes more sense.
So, like, when Scott's tweeting out that the Bruins take a 1-0 lead or 2-0 lead, like, I trust me, I get what Scott's saying when he's like, what do you expect these players to do, right? But you can understand fans being home. Right. And I'm not talking those fans, but just fans in general that like they just want the team. You've gone this far as a bad team this year. Just get the pick you probably rightly deserve. If the Bruins lost that game last night, right? They're right now they have the 4th pick pre-lottery, but they were up 2-0 in that game. If they won that game last night, I think they'd be ninth, picking ninth pre-lottery. That's how thin this margin is right now between these teams. So it's just, you can understand why fans are like, oh, I love the Bruins with all my heart. And that's why I want them to lose so they get that top pick. Because when Scott's illustrating like the idea of, it's scary when you have like one of the top picks because then you can make a mistake and pick somebody. That's why 4 and 5 is kind of that sweet spot where it's like, it kind of takes away that risk of, you know, just taking the wrong player. But when you get down to 9, 10, 11, which is kind of what Bridget was saying, it's like, okay, now you're talking about hoping that somehow the lottery bolsters you up or that these teams just go off the board. And if they don't, and you look at who's available at like 9, 10, 11, I'm sure there'll be really strong NHL players for this Bruins team as well. But it could be down the line and it could be a ceiling of second line or third line, whereas these top 5 picks, and the good news is with Schaefer going 1 as a defenseman is that the top, you know, four forwards in the draft will still be available 2 through 5, which is great for the Bruins because I think San Jose will take Schaefer because San Jose's, they do have young forwards in their system and Celebrini and Smith, and maybe that young stud defenseman is what they want, which I think is why he's projected to go 1. So it's just yeah, the Bruins winning last night would have made these last couple of games really just impossible to predict where they ended up. It's still up in the air, but they got, now they're 3 points back of Buffalo, and right now they're sitting 4th. We'll see where they end up, but it is very tight margins between these teams. It's fascinating.
We were talking about this a little yesterday on Sunday Skating. I think probably more off air than on, honestly, but let's say the Bruins do win the lottery and get the 1st overall pick. But what do you do? Because Matthew Schaefer is pretty clearly considered the top prospect. Like, he's the best player available if you're picking 1st overall. He's a defenseman. What do you do? Do you take him? Do you try to trade out? Do you take Misa, even though he's not the quote-unquote best player on the board?
Yeah, I mean, I think if you look at the Bruins right now, you have Charlie McAvoy on the right side. You have Hampus Lindholm. McAvoy's in his prime. You got Hampus Lindholm, Mason Lowry, who obviously has a ton of work to do defensively, ironically enough, as a defenseman, but he's on the left side, brings a lot of offensive production as a young defenseman. But organizationally, unless Schaefer is the next Cale Makar or Bobby Orr, the Bruins, they desperately need center. They need a center. And if the Bruins got number one and they drafted Misa as a center iceman and he turns into an absolute bust and Matthew Schaefer goes on to be one of the best defensemen in the game. Yeah, that would suck, but at least you're making that pick like with the right intentions. I know that there's an old adage not to draft for positional need, draft the best player available. And I think it's kind of the prompt that Scott's getting to here. But I just this forward, the Bruins desperately need young, high-end caliber, cheap forwards that they can build around. And I personally would forego Schaefer at number one overall, because if I'm managing the Bruins, that's not what our system needs the most right now. That would be my answer.
Yeah. And if you wanted me, it'd be hard to trade out. Like, what are you going to get to go from one to two? It would have to be to a team that really needed, like the second team would really, really want, have to really, really want Schaefer in order to trade up with you. To want, like, do you understand what I'm saying? It'd be hard to trade the pick, because yeah, then like, you'd probably be trading out of the top five if how it would end up working out with who would want him that bad. Yeah, because if he was so over the top, I'm sure there'd be a lot of people fielding, you'd be fielding a lot of phone calls for it, but it would be hard for them to trade down from one if they didn't want to take them. And it'd be hard for them to not take them. So there's not like an easy, happy medium there. And their need is obviously more so in their forward group and their center group. So yeah, that would be a tough situation. I don't think they're going to end up at one. So unless somehow the lottery goes their way, but yeah, they're not gonna.
Which is because
that they end up at one is
as I told you, the NHL will rig this for them. So,
well, Scott, what's your answer to that question?
I haven't decided yet. The draft isn't until the end of June, so I'm not locking myself in, but.
What's the stipulation?
I do think Schaefer is the best player in the draft, and I have a hard time passing on the guy I think is the best.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I don't know. I think I might lean towards. I'm right now. I'm leaning like 51% towards taking Schaefer because I think he's the best player, and I think a bona fide left shot defenseman who could potentially win Norris trophies is really hard to pass up. And that's also because I don't know if I'm sold on any of these centers being like a locked and loaded number one center. Misa is probably the closest. I might be putting too much weight into him having a bad playoff series, which I just ended over the weekend. So maybe with more separation from that, I'll fall more in love with Misa again. But like right now, I'm like, ugh, I don't know if I really want to take him number one overall.
Well, I also think that Higgins is it's being overblown. I think his point per game totals as a freshman number one center at Boston College. I think that's nothing to sneeze at, and I think that he's going to be an absolute stud in the NHL. I think Frondell is going to be an absolute stud. Grown man strength, NHL elite NHL release he will have as a shooter. For me, it just comes down to like right now, who is the Bruins' number one center of the future? I don't like any of the answers that you can give me. And who's the Bruins' number one defenseman of the future? Well, you can at least tell me it's Charlie McAvoy for the next, you know, whatever, 7 years or whatever it is. Like, plus, I mean, and obviously Laura has a lot of developing to do defensively, but I'm comfortable with the Bruins' higher end defenseman, I think, in the short and medium term. I cannot say that about center ice. So for that reason, I just feel like it's the responsible thing to do is to make sure that you're getting a higher prospect at that position where you are stronger in other positions. It's their weakest position in the organization. And in my opinion, the purpose of the draft would be to strengthen where you're the weakest. And I understand what you're saying, Scott, but
yeah, because I would say like that's all perfectly sound logic. But if 5 years from now, you took Michael Misa first overall and he's a second line center who's putting up 65, 70 points a year, that's pretty good. And if you're watching Schaefer win a Norris Trophy, people like this front office will still get ripped. Like that'll be seen as a miss.
Well, if people had the ability to project 5 years down the line completely accurately, then a lot of people would be doing different things throughout their lives. And certainly with when it comes to NHL drafting, I think.
For the record, I'll also say, like, I don't think Schaefer's a lock to do that either. I've said this before. Like, I don't think this is a draft that has that generational Connor McDavid, Nathan MacKinnon at the top of it. I just don't think any of these guys are that. So I guess with Schaefer, like, the question is, you know, is he Rasmus Dahlin or even better than that? Or is he Owen Power?
Right.
Owen Power went first overall, and he's a perfectly solid top four defenseman, but he's not a franchise champion.
He was the next Victor Hedman, according to a lot of scouts, yeah. Right? And so, all you can really do, and you have to put trust in your scouting staff and everything, but you have to make the best decision you can based off of the information you have at that time. And I just think that for the Bruins, it's you have to replenish the center ice position in your organization. Now, if you hypothetically draft Schaefer in that situation, and you're getting Eichel next year in free agency, okay. I mean, there's so many things, but that to me is just an absolute pipe dream. I think the one thing you can do is try to make your best decision in the here and now. And I think I personally would be surprised if any one of Misa, Higgins, Frondell didn't pan out to be at least very good number one centers in the league at one point, if not a high end number two. And that organization needs that anyway. But it's a good question, Scott. I understand them take the best player option as well. But for the Bruins, their center ice position is so desperate right now. I just think that They're one of the rare teams in draft positioning where you have to go for need. Most teams are in that dire of a situation at one position. I think the Bruins are. Just like the Patriots, they needed Drake May. They needed to get that quarterback. There was no other option. They needed to get the best guy available. I think we went over, Scott. I think you said 11:30. I don't want anybody to be late for meetings today.
No, I'm good. I don't have anything today.
You skipped the meeting. It's fine.
No, my usual Monday morning meeting got moved to Monday afternoons. So
oh, cool. Oh, so we got another 5 hours here. What else do we want to talk about?
Yeah, but what are we getting for lunch?
Yeah, Bridget, do you have any follow-ups on that or anything else you want us to go over?
No, but I'm sure that as we go through and as we watch the position change, we'll have an evolving opinion on it, as well as the more research that we do into these guys and try to talk to maybe some of the people that know them better than we would, that our opinions will switch around during the offseason. And my last thought is just 4 games left.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Gotta find a way to lose those. And then you might be able to take your pick more so than you would if you're stuck with 8 or 9. So.
Yeah. I mean, if they lose at least 3 of them, they should be good. I mean, they can probably afford another one in there. But Chris mm-hmm. Peters, that's our guy, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We'll have to get him on for some draft talk this year more than ever. I think we had him on 1 year. The Bruins even have a first or second round pick. That's one other note I wanted to mention.
We had him on for Lysel.
I did mention this last night online, but hopefully it's a reminder to others. It was a reminder to me when I saw it. Wherever the Bruins finish this year in the draft positioning, it is not going to help them in the second round. They traded their original second round pick in 2025 back in the Garnet Hathaway trade. So while the Bruins did acquire 2 second round picks at this year's trade deadline for this year, they are picks that weren't originally Boston's. So if you're somebody who's out there saying that the Bruins first round, wherever the Bruins finish in the draft, also helps them in the second round as well, when it comes back around, you'll have to wait till the third round and beyond for that to pick back up for Boston, unless things change and there's more trades. But as of right now, that's a reminder to fans. The Bruins do not own their own second round pick this year. They do own 2, but not their own. Little detail. Okay, Bridget, Scott, if you guys are all set, I am good. Thank you all very much for listening. Enjoy the rest of your work week, and we'll talk to you on Wednesday.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words. I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.